WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. State health officials are bracing for a surge in pneumonia cases in New Jersey. They've been tracking outbreaks among children in China, Europe, and other countries, believing it's only a matter of time before we see an impact here. Cases of white lung pneumonia have already been reported in Ohio. So far, hospitalizations for pneumonia in New Jersey are about where they were last year, but slightly higher for kids ages 5 to 17. Legislation sponsored by New Jersey Senator Anthony Bucco would require the Department of Transportation to begin tracking potholes on state roads and reporting them in their annual roadway pavement system report. Under the current law,
it does an overview on a yearly basis, but it does not require the DOT to specifically identify the work associated and the damages associated with potholes.
Senator Bucco's bill would require the DOT to begin including information about pothole repair projects and their cost in their annual report. The DOT would also be required to conduct a life cycle cost analysis. An Englewood after-school aide is charged with a sexual assault of a minor.
Jonathan Jones was arrested on Saturday, according to the Bergen County prosecutor. The 21-year-old after-school aide from Bloomingdale is accused of sexually assaulting a child under his supervision in Englewood on Friday. The Englewood school superintendent said the assault happened at the Sun Fund at McLeod after-school program for students in grades 3, 4, and 5. Jones was not a school district employee. He instead worked for the Englewood Recreation Department. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Some of you have been telling us about delays in getting a firearms ID card or a handgun permit. New Jersey is seeing an increase in the number of applications. That, combined with a manpower shortage at many local police departments, could be delaying the process. But there are also many common mistakes people make when filling out their online applications. I tell you how to avoid them at NJ1015.com this morning. Time of New Jersey's first news, 6:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Feel like a winner today? Then you should sign up for contest alerts on our free New Jersey 101.5 app.
When mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Ain't that the truth? And not having hot water will definitely make the women in your life unhappy.
Are you kidding me? We don't have hot water?
So if your water heater breaks, everybody wants it fixed ASAP. Not tomorrow, not next Tuesday, today. Service professionals will replace your water heater same day, guaranteed. We can even upgrade you to tankless while we're at it. And we offer flexible payment options if you need them. Plus, we'll take the old water heater away and clean up after ourselves. That's a big deal when the water heater's in the basement. They say it's the little things in life, and it is. But while you might think a hot shower's a little thing, it becomes a really big thing when you can't have one. Cold showers in the middle of cold weather are no fun for anyone. So make everybody happy again by calling my Thumbs Up Plumbing Professionals to restore your hot water same day at
serviceprofessionals.com.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
On Route 78 eastbound, careful near the airport. It's an accident. Local lanes by exit 57, west 280, broken down vehicle. One lane is blocked near exit 13 by the Garden State Parkway. Left lane is out. 514, that's Hamilton Street at Franklin. That's closed with an accident at Franklin Boulevard, downtown Franklin, right near New Brunswick. Hudson River Crossings leaving New Jersey about 10 minutes across the board. Staten Island Bridge is a good. New Jersey Transit modified schedules today. Repairs to the overhead wires by Mount Tabor on the Morris and Essex line. Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. Turnpike southbound has road work at exit 3, and the right lane is closed off. It's backed up for about a mile approaching. In Bordentown, 130 is messed up near Farnsworth Avenue. We have traffic lights that are not working right. The left turn lane is closed off. The left shoulder is also closed with no cross traffic allowed, so you'll have to pay attention. And this report is made possible by the Tub Cut Corp. Do you find it difficult to step over your bathtub to take a shower? Your worries are over. The Tub Cut converts your tub into a walk-in shower. No costly renovation. Custom fabricated to your needs and completed in just a half day. Call 877-TUB-CUTS or visit TubCut.com. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 6:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 6:05. PATH has begun testing tap-and-go technology this morning. If you have a chip credit card or a digital wallet, you should be able to just tap the turnstile at Journal Square and 33rd Street stations in Manhattan. Ultimately, PATH plans to eliminate their SmartLink and MetroCard payment options, but that's at least a year away. Meanwhile, New York City Transportation President Rich Davey is extending an offer to one of congestion pricing's most vocal opponents. Davey says New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is welcome to view the traffic he sees outside his Hell's Kitchen apartment every day.
Again, he's more than welcome to come to my apartment for a beer or wine, whatever the guy drinks, to look at the congestion out in front of my apartment building every single morning and every single evening around the Lincoln Tunnel.
The congestion toll aims to cut down on traffic. It'll charge those entering New York City below 60th Street $15. Gottheimer has called it a scheme to burden parts of New Jersey with additional pollutants and even more traffic. This portion of the news is made possible by Steel. The holiday season right around the corner. Give the gift hard to wrap but easy to give. Give them a Steel. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/gift guide. We'll get an update on the chilly forecast with Dan next.
Jersey Radio.
Thank you for everything you're doing for this state.
New Jersey 101.5.
Hey, this is Eric Scott for Association Member Trust. You've been hearing me talk about this for a while, but listen, you really could have a better health plan. Association Member Trust offers more options, better service, and more importantly, more value. Visit amtcheckup.com for your health plan checkup today. That's amtcheckup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.
The following is a paid political announcement.
The unfair labor practices strike against Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Jersey is happening. Our 1,700 members at USW Local 4200 could use your support as they fight for safe staffing and the best patient care. For more information, go to usw.org. That's usw.org. Paid for by USW Local 4200.
The holiday season can mean plenty of plumbing problems. Gold Metal Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical has you covered with 20% off all plumbing repairs and services. From frozen pipes to clogged drains to garbage disposal disasters, Gold Metal's plumbing pros will offer peace of mind with same-day services available nights, weekends, even holidays. Solve your plumbing problems and get 20% off. Visit goldmetalservice.com.
Central Jersey and Staten Island. Sell your house to AJ to avoid foreclosures. Any condition. Call 732-204-8585. No equity, deadbeat tenants, no problem. Call AJ now at 732-204-8585.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
All right, it's another cold start to the morning here. Temperatures mainly in the 30s and will only reach about 40 to 45 for highs today. Early sunshine, then clouds fill in. It'll be chilly and dry. Could be a light snow or rain shower as we get into tonight with lots of clouds. Lows fall to around the freezing mark, lower 30s. Two more cold days coming up. Mostly cloudy, breezy tomorrow. Highs in the lower 40s. Only around 40 degrees on Thursday. New Jersey weather made possible by Ford's Jewelers. Shop their pre-holiday watch spectacular with crazy savings on quality brand name watches, including Tissot, Seiko, Omega, Hamilton, Raymond Weil, Montblanc, Tag, Rado, Fendi, Allure, and Gucci, all at 40 to 50% off. Layaways accepted for Christmas. Visit ForgeJewelers.com.
34 in Sussex, Trenton is 35, Egg Harbor Township is 33. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts. We'll send it to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.